Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is your host, Jerry Williams. As everybody knows, that we have been covering a lot of stuff on the show here in the last couple days, talking about Donald Trump and the Republican Party, right? Because that's what it's about. So we know that the Republicans have really lost their fucking brains. And we do know that the Republican Party is having a lot of issues when it comes to abortions and immigration, right? Because that's what they've been doing, is doing some really awkward, weird shit with this. So what they want to do, what the Republicans are trying to do, is they're trying to get rid of abortions. They want to somehow eliminate abortions altogether. And so we have to realize to ourselves, what the hell are the Republicans thinking? This is something that definitely women are not too thrilled with in America. As a matter of fact, many women out here are very upset with the Republican Party and their many issues on this subject, abortions. And a lot of Republicans who have been running on these issues have been losing in their states to Democrats. So people are getting fed up with the Republicans altogether. As we know, they are now starting to do this weird shit of human trafficking of immigrants that came in legally from Venezuela. And then they started to swindle them by giving them bribes and telling them they have a better life if they just follow them. And they're passing out these brochures to immigrants saying, hey, come with us. We will show you, you know, we will take you to a place where you'll have food, clothing, shelter, and money. All you got to do is get on this. And then they send them to a place where they don't even tell they're coming. Martha's Vineyard, by the way. And then all of a sudden these immigrants are stuck in a location that they're not even supposed to be in. This is what the Republican Party is turning into. This is what the Republican Party wants to be. And so now that they have used human beings as political shields and political pawns, it is very much sickening what this party is turning into. The party of Donald Trump is falling apart. And so Donald Trump, Mr. Donald Trump himself, was on Fox News, did an interview with Sean Hannity, by the way. Sean Hannity, his little buddy. And so he was on Sean Hannity's show, and he talked about declassifying documents. Now, what this dumbass was saying is that you can declassify documents. He can declassify documents just by mentally, telepathically declassifying them. I mean, he truly thought that he can declassify a fucking document by using his brain. Oh, shit. Do you see what I'm saying? I mean, you got to figure out that there has to be a line drawn somewhere that pertains to how fucked up Donald Trump truly is. I don't know how these Republicans can do what they're doing. And I can't believe that they're still following this fucking idiot. I mean, even his followers are following Donald Trump. And they're listening to what he is saying about some of the most off-the-wall shit that you've ever heard in your entire life. I mean, Donald Trump has really lost it. This man has gone nuts. And it's kind of scary that, you know, the man has gone that crazy, but he has. He's got so many issues on his plate. So all his legal issues are piling up. I mean, he's got shit piled up for January 6th situation, which, by the way, he has to go in front. They are reconvening the January 6th committee on the 28th of this month. And they are pretty much ready to, you know, show that Donald Trump instigated a domestic terrorist attack upon our nation by putting his followers to do this. And his brainwashed fucking followers are, you know, obviously that's what they're doing. So his brainwashed followers have decided to take it one step further, and they are doing this kind of shit, right? This is what they're doing. They are believing the lies of Donald Trump, and they think that whatever he says is real. In their eyes, they think that Donald Trump can do no wrong. So this is what Donald Trump's all about, right? That Donald Trump is, without a doubt, the most factual man on the planet. I just cannot believe this. What really scares me is that we talk about Donald Trump all the time. I cannot believe we talk about this idiot. But we have to, because he's a danger to our nation. So we have to make sure that we let people know how dangerous this man truly is and why he cannot be ever again another president, be a president of the United States. Nobody should allow this man to run ever again. As a matter of fact, I can guarantee you the man's going to be locked up pretty soon. He will be indicted on some charges. His followers will go fucking apeshit, as they usually do. And we're going to see more of the Let's Go Brandon shit, you know, that's going to be all over the map. Donald Trump flags will be flying. There'll be convoys of Donald Trump supporters. And the fucking idiots are going to be doing this. This is how stupid these people truly are. So let me make that perfectly clear to everyone where the Republican Party is gone. So they have lost their fucking minds. And now that they have turned into this psychotic party, I want to call them, like, you know, this brainwashed party of Donald Trump, this is what they're doing. So, you know, what blows my mind is that they went to a rally in Youngstown, Ohio, where Donald Trump showed up, and they passed out these literature or brochures that said on the brochure with a picture of Donald Trump on it saying, Donald Trump Jr., the Son of Man, the Christ. Donald Trump Jr., the Son of Man, the Christ. That's what he did. Do you know that he is not, or never will be, anything like that? That's blasphemous, by the way. But that's what Donald Trump did. And now he states that he can read or declassify documents just by thinking about them. This is what he said on the Sean Hannity show.
It was a beautiful day here in Southern California and made only more beautiful by the hammer of justice pounding down on our pumpkin spice ex-president, who no doubt had a very unpleasant day. Yesterday, the morning brought allegations from the New York Attorney General against almost the whole Trump family. Later last night, an appeals court ruled that the investigation into the classified documents he hoarded can go on. That meant it was damage control time. And so Trump summoned his trusty hype man, Sean Hannity, for a good old-fashioned hand job. Trump claims he declassified those documents the FBI found at Mar-a-Lago using special powers no one imagined any human ever had.
What was your process to declassify?
There doesn't have to be a process, as I understand it. You know, there's different, people say different things, but as I understand it, there doesn't have to be. If you're the president of the United States, you can declassify just by saying it's declassified, even by thinking about it.
even by thinking about it, using the power of his mind, he can declassify. God, what he does is he puts a candle in an Egg McMuffin, makes a wish, blows it out, and the documents become declassified. Hocus pocus. And I have to say, John Hannity really outdid himself here. He had no follow-up to that. His approach is basically, show me on the doll where the FBI investigated you. Trump has moved the goalposts so far now, they're not even in the stadium anymore. Let me just recap his arguments about these documents here. First, he claimed the FBI planted evidence. Then he demanded the FBI give back the evidence they planted, which makes no sense. Then he claimed he had a standing order to declassify any documents he took out of the Oval Office, which was confirmed by no one who worked for him, because there's a formal process for how you declassify documents. So now Donnie Cochran's new argument is that he can close his eyes and magically declassify just by thinking about, like, who, Harry Who Dummy, he's able to make things happen. And Trump actually had the power to change things just by thinking about him. Don Jr. would have turned into a Big Mac 30 years ago. And by the way, even if he did have the power to declassify this information, it doesn't matter. It's illegal for him to take any presidential records from the White House without permission. It's illegal. So he's the victim here. He did the whole wow-wow routine about them searching Barron's bedroom, malaria's shoe dungeon, what a violation it was to their privacy. And he also believes the FBI may have in their possession some top-secret family files.
They took a lot. I think they took my will. I found out yesterday. I said, where is it?
Am I in it?
I think they took my will. It could cause a lot of problems.
No.
That could cause a lot of problems if that gets published from people that won't be so happy or maybe will be very happy.
Okay.
Yeah, it would cause a lot of problems because you'd have to explain to Eric why he's not in it. And where are the tax returns he promised? Is that audit still going on? Trump may have damaged himself bigly in this interview. He seems to have admitted to things he had no reason to admit to, but when he's on a roll, the stuff he's throwing out there, this one might be the craziest idea he's ever had. And that's coming from a man who thinks windmills cause cancer.
There's also a lot of speculation because of what they did, the severity of the FBI coming and raiding Mar-a-Lago. Were they looking for the Hillary Clinton emails that were deleted, but they are around someplace? Were they looking for the spying on
Trump? Say you had it. Did,
no, no, they may be saying they may have thought that it was
you
in
did.
There.
Okay.
Huh? The FBI came to his house looking for Hillary Clinton's emails that were deleted, which how could there even be emails if they were deleted, and how would they get into his house? Did Hillary sneak in after midnight and stuffed them under his pillow like the email fairy or something? At this point, even QAnon is like, what are you talking about? But Sean Hannity just nods along. I mean, you have to hand it to Sean. When life gives him felons, he makes felonade.
You mentioned the word prosecute. I don't think this is prosecutable. Under the Presidential Records Act, there's no retribution or prosecution. You're supposed to negotiate. We're talking about documents. I can't imagine the word. You mentioned the word prosecution. I don't hear the word prosecution.
No, I'm saying they didn't prosecute them.
No, no, but I don't see how they could prosecute me. But do you prosecute somebody?
But they didn't raid their homes.
No,
they raided this home.
They certainly didn't raid their homes. They certainly didn't raid their homes. And when Hillary broke up all her phones with the hammers and they did the bleach pit, all the things that happened were incredible.
He did the bleach pit. The bleach pit. Isn't that where the kids on 90210 hung out at the bleach pit? The important thing is Trump wants you to know the FBI came in looking for Hillary's emails, and while they were there, they planted documents, stole his will, and probably the Playboys under Barron's bed. And also, he's telepathic like Professor X. And this is only one of his problems right now. The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals yesterday ruled that former presidents are not permitted to have classified documents without approval. He got doc-blocked by them. Turns out, even a conservative-leaning appeals court did not find his argument that you can declassify documents by clicking your heels together three times to be legally binding. But the ruling was a unanimous decision made by two judges who were nominated by Trump and one who was nominated by Obama. So at least he's bringing people together, I guess. And that special master that he wanted so badly, that's not going his way either. And four Republican senators aren't buying his magic power to declassify either, including his sweet little darling Lindsey Graham, who, oh my goodness, you can tell this is getting to Trump, and also to the whole family. There are, I heard reports Erica started wetting the bed again. The whole family's up in arms, lashing out at the New York Attorney General. Don Jr.'s lucky fiance, Kimberly Guilfoyle, was on Newsmax, so she delivered yet another one of her classic zingers there.
It's not a good time to be running for Attorney General with a D after your name, I wouldn't suspect. Talk about that.
Well, she has an I after her name, incompetent. That's what it is. And let me tell you something. She should actually prosecute herself because she's nothing but a stalker of Donald Trump. That's the only thing she seems to be good at.
I do like her Halloween costume. And by the way, that dude wasn't the only angry Trump in law today. Lara Trump was out standing by her man, too.
Letitia James has such vitriol and hatred for anyone with the last name Trump that she decided to investigate my husband's charity despite the fact that it had one of the lowest expense ratios of any private charity in America. And unfortunately, guess who was hurt by that? It wasn't my husband. It's the kids of St. Jude. Who knows how many kids have died unnecessarily thanks to her investigation and her just vitriol and hatred for anyone with the last name Trump.
Yeah, I know how many. Zero. The answer is zero. Okay. None of them. By the way, next week we are taking a big family road trip to Brooklyn. We've got shows Monday through Friday at BAM, the Brooklyn Academy of Music. Guillermo, and we've sent him ahead. He's en route. He's eating and especially drinking his way across the country. Tonight, he's in Boston right outside the Cask and Flag and Bar. Hey, Guillermo. I heard you had a big lunch.
Oh, my God. It was amazing, Jimmy.
What did you have?
I had a clam chowder. I had a lobster roll. Uh-huh. I had a mac and cheese. I had a buffalo wings and a Reuben.
Wow. And I see a big crowd came out to visit you there in Boston.
Yeah, a lot of people, Jimmy.
That's Fenway. Yeah. Oh, I do hear people. All right. So you're outside the Red Sox, I guess, are on the road. They're playing the Yankees tonight, right?
Yeah, they're in New York right now. That's why there's nobody there.
Well, take us into the bar where the people are, and let's meet some of the folks there who are, I assume, watching the game right now. This is a very popular Red Sox bar there, the Cask and Flag, and it's been around for how many years has it been around, Guillermo? Oh, look at that. Wow. Hey, what's your name? How you doing? Oh, that's a beer. What's your name? I said,
Jimmy, my name is Mario Goodman.
Are you excited about Aaron Judge going for number 61 tonight?
Absolutely not.
Guillermo is on his way to New York. Is there a message you want to give to the Yankees fans there?
I would love to, but there's a lot of explicitness, so I'm going to try to keep it family friendly.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. That's good. Yeah, still early. All right. Who else is there, Guillermo? I know we have a celebrity on hand.
Right here.
One of...
hey, Guillermo.
Yes,
hi.
Lenny Clark, one of the treasures of Boston, a comedy legend. Hey, Lenny. I was with Bill Burr last night, and we were speaking fondly of you.
Well, thanks, Jimmy. I've been trying to teach Guillermo how to speak Boston.
You have? What did you teach him? Has he learned anything?
I parked my car in the Harvard Yard.
I parked my car in the Harvard Yard?
After this, we're going to go to a party at Ramada. It's going to be wicked pisser.
After this, we're going to go to a party. It's going to be whiskey.
Hey, Jimmy. I got to ask you a favor.
Yes.
I live in Martha's Vineyard, and we've been getting a bad rap. He doesn't have to be in New York until what, Monday?
Yeah.
I want to take him home with me and the bus.
Oh.
I got a guy at the ferry who put the bus on. We're going to Martha's Vineyard, and we're going to play naked volleyball.
I like that idea a lot.
It's going to be, and you can come next year.
Okay.
But right, we're taking on all comers. Alan Dershowitz is there. Good boy. We can do this.
Oh, I would love to play nude volleyball with Alan Dershowitz.
Yeah. You just don't want him tripping you up.
Well, thank you, Lenny. Lenny, will you do me a favor and make sure Guillermo is at least sober enough to get back on the bus?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. I got a guy at the ferry who'll make it happen. No
problem.
Okay,
great. Lenny's got a guy at the ferry, everybody.
He can stay with me. He can pull a bus right up in my... I got a big estate, Jimmy. I married wealthy again.
Well, thank you, Lenny. I appreciate it.
You know what I did, Jimmy? I got Guillermo some, you know, they call Boston Beantown. No one calls it Beantown.
Right.
But I got Guillermo Boston's best baked beans for the bus.
Oh, and what an appetizing name, BM.
I don't know. No one knows. And for you, you got a lot of fans. You got a lot of fans here in Boston, Jimmy. And Cigar God has sent you a beautiful cigar.
Oh, thank you. All right. I'll take that. Sure. Thank you, Lenny. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Jim.
Lenny Clark and Guillermo, the new team there in Boston. I like it. All right. Thank you, guys. We'll see you this weekend. One more thing before we move on. We get to our guests. It's Thursday night. That means it's time to bleep and blur the big TV moments of the week. Whether they need it or not, it is this week in Unnecessary Censorship.
The first time that I the Queen was visiting London.
Former president criticized FBI agents for not f***ing up their in his bedroom.
Vladimir Putin is going to try to your
Sure he is.
While an executive with Beyond Meat is accused of biting a man's
And a lifetime ago, I actually did a little remote down there and I you, Grant.
I'm not going to lie. There's not a lot of deep analysis that we can offer for this next clip. It is, I also want to make this clear, it is not doctored. For some reason, at one point during Trump's speech in Ohio, this is the one where he's there to help J.D. Vance in Ohio. It really does seem like it's one of the few places, too, where, I mean, I guess he's gone down to Arizona and I guess maybe Pennsylvania. So he's going around to where these big Senate races are. It is unclear as to whether, I mean, they're obviously those candidates are pursuing a strategy of getting their people out in a low turnout, traditionally low turnout election. But it also probably motivates Democrats to go out and vote, as the polling is starting to reflect a little bit. Even with that said, like, I can't explain this at all.
We have a little background, right? Like, there's a background track that is played here, and apparently this was a song made online entitled WWG1WGA, which means Where We Go One, We Go All, and that is a QAnon song. It's a fan QAnon creation.
In other words, Donald Trump has gone all in on the Q thing.
Yeah.
And, well, let's just play this, and we'll talk about the implications of that. And also, it is extremely revealing about what Republicans have been doing for an extended period of time. Just a slightly different flavor, and it's a little more obvious now to us. But here it is. Donald Trump wrapping up his speech or going – this is the end, right? Because it would be even weirder to do in the middle. But
anyway, Rosie O'Donnell's really fat.
Here is Donald Trump at the end of his speech trying to make it almost like, I don't know, like I guess the Q Independence Day moment from that movie with Bill Pullman. Here we go.
We are a nation that allowed Russia to devastate a country, Ukraine, killing hundreds of thousands of people. And it will only get worse. It would never have happened with me as your commander-in-chief.
I'll pause it for 1 second. There's a salute that they're doing.
Yeah.
Do we know what that salute is?
I literally just...
It's a one from Where We Go One.
Oh, okay.
Off.
It is the Q salute.
Is that confirmed, though? Because, like, Will Sommer, who covers QAnon, says he's still not sure what it is and hasn't been able to verify it.
Interesting.
Either way, it's some sort of salute. We just, like, don't...
Yeah.
A little bit...
You're number one. I mean, it's a weird...
Yeah.
There's a couple fingers missing from the entire...
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the angle is a little bit troubling, like 45 degrees there.
the fact that it's being widely replicated in a crowd.
But here's the point. It doesn't matter whether it is like, you know, very reminiscent of the Sieg Heil or not. It is clearly some type of movement that is embedded in this crowd. And that is, you know,
it is a salute.
It is some type of salute.
Yeah, and the fact that even reporters who cover QAnon very closely are like, I'm not exactly sure what it is at this point, don't know. I mean, that means it's just in the bowels of the QAnon conspiracy stuff.
At worst, it would never have happened with me as your commander-in-chief, and for 4 long years, it didn't happen. And China, with Taiwan, is next. We are a nation that has weaponized its law enforcement against the opposing political party like never, ever before. We've got a Federal Bureau of Investigation that won't allow bad election-changing facts to be presented to the public. Where Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation when they knew it wasn't.
It's gonna be
the Department of Justice that refuses to investigate egregious acts of voting irregularities and fraud. And we have a president who is cognitively impaired and is not sufficient to lead our country, which may end up in World War III. We're a nation that no longer has a free press and has no fair press any longer. Fake news is all you get, and they are truly the enemy of the people. We are a nation where free speech is no longer allowed, where crime is rampant like never before, where the economy has been collapsing, where more people died of COVID in 2021 than in 2020. We are a nation that is allowing Iran to build a massive nuclear weapon and China to use
lady trying to get in on it behind her behind
taken from us to build
she's
a military
doing more of like a church
yeah the church thing.
Our own thing. And just 2 years
or maybe
ago,
she has to go to the bathroom.
We had Iran, China, Russia,
you got a question?
North Korea, and all of the rest in check. They weren't going to do a thing against us. And everyone knows it. They respected the United States, and they respected America.
Goodness gracious.
It sounds like they're trying to play him off. What happened with the Emmys. It's like, all right, wrap this up, buddy.
All right, look. It's hard to play this and not laugh at it. Because it's hilarious, just in terms of like the production values and his inability to actually, like the music is not suited to this. It doesn't build to a crescendo.
But it is suited to it, is it not?
Well, but here's my point. People should be very concerned about this. Because it doesn't take a lot of people who are in a this type of sort of like death cult to really undermine a society. And, you know, when he is now leaned fully in to the Q thing, because the yield on the people who know what that song is and who know whatever this is, that the pointing of that finger or the salute, the yield of those people who will come out and vote because Donald Trump has activated them is like 1-to-1.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it really is going to come down. I mean, turnout is going to be such a huge issue here. There's no, the persuasion stuff is all well and good, but J.D. Vance is going to get a solid base of lunatic fringe people, and it's going to be self-perpetuating.
It's about creating a high floor for yourself. I mean, and that's what activating your base does. You create a high floor.
But if J.D. Vance makes it to the Senate, he's going to keep going back to this well. Trump is going to keep going back to this well. It's going to expand it because there's, you know, there's nothing, you know, if you're Q adjacent or you were Q and then you were demoralized. This type of stuff has got you back on in like
mm-hmm.
in a heartbeat. So it is
because those people dancing around like that. What's the raw material for that? Is really alienated like people that are devoid of a community, and they found one now, and it has the Trump imprimatur on it, and it's and he's the leader of it, like, which we all knew he was, but that's really energizing for all those people.
I mean, look, and I've talked about this guy, Bob Altemeyer, who is a professor up at Manitoba University, did 25 years of clinical studies on authoritarianism, and he and his researchers had determined years ago, well before Trump, John Dean used a lot of his work in the books that he wrote in the late aughts in the early teens. 25% of North Americans are right-wing authoritarians. Trump is collecting them and has created a home for them. And with all the accoutrements, the salutes, the music, the, you know, sort of dog whistle stuff, but he's getting a little more explicit because they need to break out. They need to, you know, it's all hands on deck right now because they want to take back the Senate. And Trump sees this as, like, you know, his the linchpin to his 2024 chances, too. So that's what's going on here. It is hilarious, but it also should be very, very disturbing to you.
Yeah, I mean, and when he uses that kind of music, it just gives them so much energy. And he says, like, just all they need are little nuggets here and there, and they're primed. These right-wingers and these fascists are primed to see conspiracy in everything. And when you have a guy who knows that and just gives them little bits of life, it's a scary, scary proposition.
And I'll say those aren't nuggets. Those are like full meals.
Yeah.
I don't know what else you're going to get out of that, other than like, ladies and gentlemen, tonight I introduce Q. And they bring out, Michael Flynn. I have no idea.
Alrighty, so we got to hear some of the stuff that we, were playing about Donald Trump, and honestly, as you got to hear, there's a lot of crazy stuff pertaining to it that is kind of concerning in a way, in a sense, and I think that what we need to realize is that there's going to be more of an issue than meets the eye. And so I think it's funny when you think that Donald Trump can actually telepathically declassify documents. I was like, what the fuck? This guy can declassify documents. There's no fucking way that was going to happen. But, this is what he did, man. And so I guess that's why we're trying to say what we say here. And I think that some things have got to change. You know what I mean? Some things have got to change. And I think that the world of Trump is about to end. I think his political party is about to end altogether. And them choosing sides in choosing Trump made it to the point that they are going to lose. And anybody that sided with Trump is going to lose big time. I'm talking about a big, big loss for them. And they're going to lose, and they're going to lose big. So I'm waiting for that to happen because it's about to happen. It's coming around the corner. And I'm looking forward to Donald Trump losing everything, including his party itself, these Republicans in the midterms. I do believe they're going to lose at the end of this whole thing. I think it's over for them. And so America needs to realize, especially the part of Americans who follow Donald Trump, need to realize that it is over for them. So just keep that in mind when we bring this shit up. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back from the break, we'll cover more about this and about the show, and we'll cover more about what's going to be happening around the corner as we speak. So let's find out what we're going to be at, because tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Paula Alexander and myself will be back here to do the show live again, where we will cover all the hottest topics that's hitting the news. And you don't want to miss out on a lot of these hot topics, because believe it or not, but there is some wild shit that's coming around the corner. Not only that we need to be concerned about what's happening with Donald Trump, but we need to be concerned about what's happening in the Republican Party itself, right? Because that's what we need to be concerned about. Republicans know that they're in trouble. And they know that if they continue doing what they're doing, they're going to lose big time while they're focusing on abortions and while they're focusing on using immigrants as human shields or human ploys as a political ploy. And this is human trafficking, by the way. It's seriously human trafficking. But they're in some serious shit of what's going to be happening, and it's going to get worse before it gets better. That's all I got to say about that. Let's get to some of the news. You want to hear some news? Let's hear some let's hear some really interesting news that's been happening. President Joe Biden on Friday presented Sir Elton John with a National Humanities Medal, surprising the music icon following a performance on the South Lawn of the White House. I'm never flabbergasted, but I'm flabbergasted. A visible, moved John said, thanking the president and saying that he will treasure this honor. The medal, according to the Friday presentation, was to honor John for moving our souls with his powerful voice. In one of the defining songs, Book of All Time, enduring icon, an advocate with absolute courage who found purpose to challenge the convention, shattered the stigma and advanced in the simple truth that everyone deserves to be treated with dignity and respect. Biden said that he and First Lady Jill Biden had invited John to the White House to thank him and praise the singer for his music and advocacy in the global fight against HIV and AIDS. As Jill mentioned, we're joined by so many people that have set free to be themselves, to be treated with dignity and respect they deserve. Families and advocates of the fight against HIV and AIDS, a fight that he has led with sheer will, and fight for those who lost their lives, we can save. Leaders standing up for the equality of all people, no matter who they are, over who you love, the president said. John was met with standing ovations as he performed a number of hit songs, including Your Song, Rocket Man, Tiny Dancer, during the concert titled A Night When Hope and History Rhyme, in collaboration with A&E Network and the History Channel. Approximately 2,000 guests were invited to this event, and attendees, including the high-profile guests and government officials, such as civil rights advocates Ruby Bridges, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and Transportation Secretary Buttigieg, as well as teachers, nurses, LGBTQ advocates, and military families, who the White House dubbed Everyday History Makers. What a true iconic day to give Sir Elton John this medal. It's just a beautiful symbolization of what music can do for humanity. and the fight against Ukraine from Russia. Russia's men who have been forced to fight against Ukrainians are now backing down. A lot of them are trying to say, I'm not going to fight this war for Russia or Vladimir Putin. As a matter of fact, even one particular soldier came out and spoke out about that he did not want to die for someone else's ambitions. And, of course, this is how a lot of them are feeling of what's going on in this whole scenario situation. And there was a dramatic video that showed the train that plowed into a police car with a woman inside. If you haven't heard about this, this was one incident that happened where a train actually plowed into a police cruiser while the prisoner, the woman, was inside the car. In Colorado, police released video of police car with suspect. That's who it was, by the way, that was hit by a train. So there has been a lot of speculation of what's been happening. And today is Queen Elizabeth's final resting place revealed in the new photo released on CNN and MSNBC. Liz Cheney comes out and says she will not remain a Republican if Donald Trump is GOP nominee in 2024. As we all can tell, that this is just part of what's happening with the Republican Party that is falling apart. And the Republicans are seeing a very bad situation that is coming up and around the corner. Daniel Dale of CNN fact-checks GOP's border claims ahead of midterms, which is very interesting because I like when he does. See, Daniel Dale, by the way, of CNN, does a lot of fact-checking. And I like when he fact-checks everything because it gives a lot of great information to what has been said by a lot of these Republicans, right? Because the Republicans like to lie and use QAnon shit, and it is something that is just getting crazy when it keeps coming out. One of the things that we need to really pay attention to, by the way, I just want to tell everybody this, that a GOP candidate accused in voting machine scheme, he is in some serious shit for doing this because, by the way, this man went in and started to try to show or prove that voting machines were a fraud. And so he got in trouble because what he was doing was illegal and he broke the fucking law. So, unfortunately, this man, this Republican, got into some serious shit over this kind of situation. I think it's funny. I truly do. All right, let's take a look, or take a listen. Take a listen to this real quick. I gotta disconnect that, don't worry. Let me do this. Hang on. All right, let's go ahead and play it. I don't know why it's not popping up. Anyway, we had an audio clip that was about the fact checks on the border. We'll actually see if I can pull this up by tomorrow. Because I would love more than anything to have that up and running for tomorrow's show or tonight's show. By the way, we do have a show tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time where Miss Paula Alexander and myself will be here for the show. And we hope that everyone will join us when we're here on the show. I was going to take a break, but I think we're actually close to the end of the show. You know, it's funny. When I start getting into this, it gets exciting. And so I get closer and closer, and then the show ends. So with that said, I'm going to end up the show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Join us again tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we will discuss all the latest topics and what I've been discussing about today as well. Call in, give us your opinions. Do it tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, I'm Jerry Williams, and this is Real Politics Radio.
Now everybody gather around and listen if you would. When I tell you every person needs a way of feeling good. Every kitty needs a ball of string and every dog a stick.
But all you need is a bag of weed to really get a kick.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
A bag of weed, a bag of weed. Oh, everything is better with a bag of weed. It's the only help that you'll ever need. Because everything is better with a bag of weed.
There you go, you're all getting it now.
When two big people work together,
they go assault a queer.
When two big people need a thrill,
they rent the Rocketeer.
When Michael Jackson needs a rush,
he humps a guy like me.
But all we need is a bag of weed to keep us worry-free.
One, two, three, four.
A bag of weed, a bag of weed. Oh, everything is better with a bag of weed. Oh, you don't need taps and you don't need speed, because everything is better with a bag of weed.
Have a go, Brian.
As Mr. H.L. Mencken said, the common man's a fool.
And just like Helen Keller said, too few give people boo.
But try and use your heads and don't buy into all the fear.
Because all we need is a bag of weed to make us want to cheer.
And one, two,
a bag of weed, a bag of weed. Oh, everything is better with a bag of weed. You can try and fight, but we're all agreed, because everything is better with a bag of weed.
I'm on.
think as far back as I can remember hearing music and hearing people sing.
tomorrow all the things were gone. I'd worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, but the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that fight to me. And I gladly stand up next to you, and it may hurt still today, but there ain't no doubt. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A., where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say,
there we go. Sorry about that. We had some difficulties. And that was Lee Greenwood. God bless the USA. I got to tell you, when I listen to that song, I think of America. Now, Donald Trump has decided to use that. And he uses it for his own purposes. Makes me sick. But what we got to realize is that Donald Trump is a complete moron, a buffoon, and he's very dangerous to our country. If we can understand that he is so dangerous that America must be able to stand up against this man and against the Republican Party. Because if we don't, then we're going to fall. Because it is all up to us and our nation to vote these idiots out. We must do it. B. because the Republican Party has definitely gone off the deep rails. And we've got to vote them out, man, because it is so imperative that we do this, that we vote them out. I mean, everybody out there knows, like I, you know, they're like I am. They're tired of the Republican Party itself. And the only way to fix this is to vote them out in the midterms. Because if you want abortions, if you think that abortions should be illegal, if you think that America must get rid of abortions, and you don't believe that a woman has the right to choose for her body, then you will definitely vote for a Republican. And that's what you're going to believe. If that's what Americans believe, that, well, a woman should have not have the right to choose, and let's go ahead and ban abortions. But then we have to realize that if you believe that veterans that are vets do not deserve better benefits, well, then vote Republican. If you feel that diabetics, by the way, diabetics don't need $35 insulin, that they're too fat, just like the Republican senators have said, that diabetics are too fat and they don't deserve $35 insulin. If you believe that, if you truly believe that, then vote for a Republican. See, the Republican Party is trying to eliminate anything that is going to help America or Americans. So the only thing they're doing is they're going to try to eliminate this process by not allowing $35 insulin for Americans, better health care for our veterans. By the way, if you don't believe me, look this shit up. You can see physically how these senators voted in these representatives in Congress and in the Senate. And you will see that majority of the Republicans, majority, and I'm saying almost all of them, voted for no better benefits for the veterans and no on $35 insulin for diabetics. They also voted no on a bill that would have stopped gas prices from getting high. And, of course, they voted no on that one, too. They also voted no on trying to stop this immigration bullshit that DeSantis and all of them are doing. And they think it's okay to ship immigrants anywhere across the United States and not have a plan in place to help them. They're using them as a political ploy, and that's what they're doing. It's a political ploy. And it's considered human trafficking. This is what your Republican Party is all about. It is all about a political ploy. And that's what they're going to do. It's a political ploy for them to screw up our nation. And what it's all about. Period. That's what it's all about. So if you're tired of the Republican Party like I am, then vote them out. Get them out of there. Get Trump out of there. Trump needs to be locked up, put in jail. And honestly, he's about to go to prison. He's about to go to prison. It's coming very, very soon. And I am looking forward to that. I guarantee you in a couple weeks from now, Donald Trump will be in prison. He will be in prison for a very, very, very long time. And I do believe it's coming, man. It's coming, coming, coming very soon. So do me a favor. I want you to research this shit. Do not listen to QAnon. Don't listen to CNN. Don't listen to Fox News Network. Do your own damn homework. you will see that I'm not lying about anything that I'm talking about. You will see that this is the fucking truth. You will see that if we don't do something about it, we are all in a world of shit. So stand up, America. Go to those polls and vote against the Republican Party. Vote them all out, and let's fix this country before it falls too far below par and it becomes reckoned by the Trumplicans. All right, make sure you join Paula Alexander and myself tonight, Sunday, right? Today is Sunday, the 25th. Join us tonight at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will be on the air to talk about a lot of this stuff and more. And also, if you have an email, you'd like to send us an email, send it to me at jerrywilliamslive@gmail.com. That's jerrywilliamslive@gmail.com. And if your email's picked, I'll read it on the air. You can always email us a question, a comment, et cetera, et cetera. Other than that, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. God bless you. God bless America. And God bless our troops, especially our troops, because they are all out there serving our great country, and they do deserve better benefits. They truly deserve better benefits. I don't care what they say anywhere else. They deserve better benefits in our country. And if anybody doesn't understand that, then they need to get the hell out of our country. And I'm talking about the Republican Party, period. Period. All right, everybody, let's have a good night. Take care.
As a ship lies rigged and ready in the harbor, tomorrow for old England she sails, far away from your land of endless sunshine, to my land full of rainy skies and gales. I shall be aboard that ship tomorrow, though my heart is full of tears at this farewell.